It's the review show, just Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers having a lovely little chat of a Thursday morning about a Liverpool performance that, Sean, in many senses, you know, listen, there's a long way to go, but that did not feel like taking off a pair of tight shoes.
Get in. How good is that? And am I supposed to be like all nice and mundane?
No, no, we can do. Wasn't it a massive fucking relief and didn't it feel great?
Yeah, we don't want to be all like mundane pundits here, do we? Bloody hell. How much good fun was that? That was amazing, wasn't it? I think a lot of people were looking for their, you know, like a statement performance and win at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
I think actually that's probably it. I think there's I think people need to guard against saying Watford are rubbish. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying they're great on the road by any stretch, but saw what you did after the match, and I agree with you. I don't think the Watford manager's really going to say much to them other than you ran into one there, boys.
Yeah,
put that under the carpet and move on. You know, don't think some of the best players performed at peak. I think, you know, Troy Deeney had a bit of an off night, but then, you know, Van Dijk smells nice and all that.
Yeah,
and we know. I don't think Troy Deeney goes into them games really expecting much. I think probably the thing that won't go talked about much is, and I've said this before, after the Bournemouth game, I'd love to know the psychology of Klopp's backroom staff and the senior players in that team post United. You know, a few good players ruled out through injury at the moment. I think Rian Brewster's kind of the forgotten man of this season. He was going to play last season. He was going to play in the running to the Champions League. You know, he played in the same Youth Cup games as Sandro.
Yeah.
Liverpool rate him on a par with him. That's a body blow to us not having him available, and we don't know what kind of player we're getting when he comes back, unfortunately. You add that into Oxlade-Chamberlain, Firmino going injured, you know, just we've had days to respond to that. Ignore even just the performance. For me, it's the psychology that Liverpool sought first, and that performance comes because they've sorted the psychology out. And I think that's the thing I take from that most. Anyone can play well. Anyone can kind of score a few goals. I mean, Christ, Everton are shit, and even they scored a few. The big thing for this Liverpool team going into this title challenge is if they can do that kind of psychological work in a few days, it gives you a bit of a headache for the European Cup, because I don't want to go out the European Cup, but some 3 weeks at Melwood for them spending time together wouldn't half help us, I don't think, in the title race. And I think that's the thing to take out of the game. As much as the performance, I think Klopp got them back to the foundations of what they all want this Liverpool team to look like. And if we're going to fail, we're going to fail doing it looking like us, not what we got at United.